This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa ba'd. Ta'allam, learn, acquire, improve, enhance your life. فَلَيْسَ الْمَرْءُ يُولَدُ عَالِمًا, because nobody is born learned. This is a stanza from a long poem of Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah. Yet again, Imam Abu Hanifa once said to his student Abu Yusuf, who is his distinguished student Abu Yusuf rahimahullah, مَنْ ظَنَّ أَنَّهُ يَسْتَغْنِي عَنِ التَّعَلُّمِ فَلْيَبْكِ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ. If you think I know it all and I'm too smart, then you should cry tears of blood, because we're all there to learn, to improve, to better ourselves. Well, today we share with you an amazing etiquette. If you send someone as a courier, be it your child, be it your sibling or anyone, what is the etiquette of this person, this envoy, this messenger, this courier, when he delivers the note or conveys the message? Is there any etiquette that needs to be adhered to here? Well, the Quran gives us guidelines in this regard as well. Allahu Akbar. So in Juz 19, chapter 27, An-Naml, the colony of ants, verse 28, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the time when Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam had employed Hudhud, the bird, Hupu, as a courier to deliver the letter and the note to the queen of Saba. اِذْهَبْ بِكِتَابِ هَذَا, take this letter of mine, فَأَلْقِهْ إِلَيْهِمْ, and drop it by them, meaning the queen and her ministers, etc. ثُمَّ تَوَلَّ عَنْهُمْ, then move aside. Under this ayah in Ma'riful Quran, Mufti Shafi'a rahimahullah highlights that Islam impresses upon us the adherence of social etiquettes. Even if it is the court or the setting of non-Muslims, then to Islam governs us by good values. So here Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam is tasking a creature, a bird, Hudhud. But he says to the bird, when you drop the letter, move aside. How often a person comes and he conveys a message and then he crowds you or invades you or imposes on you and it becomes so uncomfortable. You've been tasked to convey the message and step aside. If you're waiting for a reply, move aside. And if you have to merely convey and move on, then move on. Don't invade the privacy of others.